Well, I am an Iraqi American who feels that as I am Iraqi 100% and American 100%, that makes me 200% a human being. And that goes beyond all the labels, because I'm an American and Iraqi equally, and because I'm a human being above everything. When the war started against Iraq in 2003, I felt the war actually started within me. Sami the American is attacking Sami the Iraqi, and Sami the Iraqi is reacting violently against Sami the American. And it's a state of violence and war. So I couldn't take it, especially when I sit down in my living room watching what's happening in Iraq at that time. And the news was bringing me really sad news that hundreds and hundreds of Iraqis are killed every day. So I couldn't work at my place. I couldn't eat or sleep. Within 12 months, I decided to go back to do something as a way of healing. And I formed successfully the Muslim peacemaker teams in Najaf, where we could build ties between communities, extend bridges between Shia and Sunnis to remind them that we are one, and if the invasion and the agenda of the occupation should divide us, we should be aware of that and we should peacefully resist. And also creating the Muslim peacemaker teams in Iraq inspired a group of people here to form the IARP as an echo for Muslim peacemaker teams in Iraq. And the IARP is an Iraqi-American Reconciliation Project that was founded to support the work of MPT in Iraq, the Muslim peacemaker teams, and also to reconcile between Iraqis and the Americans after the war and the destruction. So when Najaf and Minneapolis became sister cities, we were able to bring delegates from Najaf to here and from Minneapolis to Najaf for the last 2 years. One thing proved that that hosting, like Americans hosting Iraqis, just like infidels hosting terrorists, and when they sit down face to face, looking in the eyes, breaking that bread and Wisconsin cheese together, they found out the terrorist concept and the infidel concept just a stereotype. It's there is no place. It's a hoax. It's a myth. And we should continue to meet as people to people and implement the people-to-people diplomacy